Hello, my name is Major Rolf Kurth, and I'm on the staff of the Commander of British Forces in Helmand Province, based in the provincial capital of Lashkargah. Here's a quick roundup of the news from Task Force Helmand to give you an idea of what all our boys and girls have been up to over the past week. Religious engagement has been continuing with local villagers in Karkucha in Nari Siraj South, Tupera's area of responsibility. The religious engagement event, led by the Afghan National Army, now takes place every week near Patrol Base 1. It has become more and more successful over the last few months, with increasing attendance, particularly by the young men of the village. Prayers are led by the village's mullah, and the Afghan National Army host lunch afterwards so locals and soldiers can socialise. A particularly positive development has been the now weekly invitation for the three British Muslim soldiers working with Tupera to join in for Friday prayers, after they impressed the local mullah when they recently took part in a Quran reading ceremony. Tupera and Nadali North continue to maintain their tempo with the new checkpoint Kamiabi near completion. This checkpoint will extend the security footprint and provide an enduring presence in an area that just 6 months ago was an insurgent safe haven. Regular helicopter operations into the Bowery Desert continue in order to disrupt any coordinated insurgent spring offensive. And having just completed their six-month tour, One Royal Irish have now handed over bases in Nadali South to 4-5 Commando Royal Marines. Lieutenant Colonel Oliver Lee, commanding officer of 4-5 Commando, said, "Our predecessors have done a first-class job, provided us with a tight handover, and therefore set us up for success. The rest is up to us, and I know that we're equal to the challenge." In Lashkargah, this week saw the start of the main phase of the Relief in Place, or RIP, between the 2nd and 4th Battalions of the Royal Regiment of Scotland. Despite the forces of two Scots, who have been resident in the Lashkargah area for the past 6 months, beginning to draw down, work continues as normal. In fact, as part of the ongoing Nowruz celebrations, the Royal Highland Fusiliers of two Scots met with the District Governor of Maiwand to plant 1,500 pomegranate trees. UK and US officials donated the trees as a mark of their friendship between ISAF, USAID and the people of Maiwand. The pomegranates will provide the local people with a valuable crop to grow instead of poppy, allowing them to break away from the intimidation of the insurgents and to grow a lucrative, legal crop instead. The district governor said, "These trees are a great gift to the people of Maiwand. They will provide food for our families and money to use for a better life." Major Steve Burton, officer commanding B Company of 3 Mercian, who was also present at the presentation, said, "Hopefully, the local people will be able to harvest a lot from these trees, both now and in the coming years. Hopefully, peace, prosperity, and pomegranates will blossom in this area in the near future." Members of the 3rd Battalion of the Mercian Regiment, the Staffords, have taken over the role of Brigade Advisory Group, known as the BAG. The commanding officer, Lieutenant Colonel Giles Woodhouse, said, "Developing the Afghan National Army is a vital and immensely rewarding task. The Irish Guards have made a great deal of progress during their deployment, and I'm confident that we'll be able to build on their success and continue to provide the Afghan National Army with the valuable skills and training they've requested." 3-9 Armoured Engineer Squadron have completed two new Afghan National Police checkpoints in the vicinity of Ab Posh Ak, Wadi, including an elevated expeditionary sangar. The EES, as it's known, now allows the ANP to dominate the surrounding area, denying insurgent freedom of movement. Police based in Zargun Kalay Police Station and Checkpoint Shingul in Nadali demonstrated effective community policing skills this week as they carried out regular vehicle checkpoints to monitor movement through populated areas and to interact with the locals, all ably mentored by the boys of 5 Scots, the Argyll and Sutherland Highlanders, who make up the Police Development Advisory Training Team. And finally, with the Military Stabilisation Support Team handover complete this week, the Veterinary Engagement Team were amongst the first to meet their flock for the next 6 months. 2,400 sheep and goats, one donkey and a camel, who all attended a vet engagement and teaching clinic. All went well until one cow got bored and wandered off. For those with family and friends on Herrick 14, don't forget to visit our Facebook page where we post daily news, photos and even the odd video. Just go to facebook.com/Herrick14 and click like to have our updates automatically drop into your newsfeed. That's all from us in Task Force Helmand this week, which just leaves us to say a belated Happy Mother's Day to those ladies at home with sons and daughters out here. Goodbye.